Okay, we have come up to the proper temperature. You see it is 600 degrees. There it is right there, all nice and beautiful. So we're going to get busy with this now. There's our pot. What we're going to do is we're going to put this lead into these muffin pans. All right, first what we got to do is, you see all this here? All those are, all that's the waste from wheel weight lead. We need to get that out of there. In there may be some zinc. Zinc fortunately melts at a much higher temperature, considerably higher temperature, not totally much, than lead. So we're going to turn this down and leave it and leave the pot at just above 600 degrees. There we go. There. Well, actually, it's a little warmer than I want. That's about 675. I normally don't let it get that hot, but that's what happens when you're doing a video. So what we're going to do is we're going to scrape all that off and put it into that coffee can there, which is designed for this kind of waste. Here we go. See all that? You see all that smoke? Notice I'm not fluxing the pot like some people say to do. Turns out you don't have to with wheel weights because they sort of have all that, their own flux with all this, all the oil and junk that comes on wheel weights. So just stir it up, get rid of all this, and get rid of all this junk. I'm using here my slotted spoon. You see it's got the holes in it. Stainless steel. I bought it for $1.99 at the dollar store. That's all you need. So here we go. Whoops. Get back down there, thermometer. Come on. There you go. There, so you can see the thermometer. You'll notice it's about 660 degrees. Again, a little warmer than I usually get it, but it's still below the melting point of zinc. You want to make sure that any zinc wheel weights get out of your alloy. This is a big, big deal. Whoops, one slipped out there. I'll go get that in a moment. Hear that sizzle? That means there's water on there. You let this dry before you put it back in your pot. If you don't, you get the tinsel fairy. Hot molten lead will explode all over you. So I'm just going to hold it over here until it dries. Doesn't take long. Just gently set it on top. Okay. That water's now evaporated. Here we go. It's not mirror smooth yet. See that? I'm going to get all this off there. Still a little bit of dirt in there. We're just going to get that out. Okay, that's done. Now, all nice and very shiny. Now what we're going to do is going to put it into our muffins. There we go. You use this kind of ladle. This is a cheapy 99 cent stainless steel ladle. I bought at the same dollar store that I bought the slotted spoon. Do not spend a bunch of money for this. You don't need to. So here we go. Notice, again, I don't have to flux. It's already essentially been fluxed a bit. Besides, I'm going to flux it again later when I actually use it for the metal, that is, when I actually cast bullets out of it. So here we go. Let's make muffins. Again, this metal is very hot. Be careful. I found a piece of dirt there. Ooh, hear that sizzle. That's the snow underneath the muffin pan.
San Francisco Liberal. With a gun.